Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I want to address a question that comes up a lot, which is people kind of want to know, am I getting it? They'll be studying the Inside Out Understanding. They'll be studying the three principles. They'll be studying some aspect of spirituality or thought or new thought. And they'll go, I don't know if I'm really getting it. Everybody else seems to be getting it more. I mean, look, they're having all these amazing experiences, and I'm not really having amazing experiences. But what I wanted to talk about today is the less visible spectrum of impact. Those things which are signs that you have seen, that you are changing, that are less obvious than those deep Charlton Heston moments of, oh, and I always remember being struck by a thing that happened a few years back where there were some London charities that, AIDS and HIV charities, that were accused of fear-mongering because they had predicted, and my time scales are going to be off, but they had predicted, I think it was in the 90s, that by the mid-2000s, the AIDS and HIV would be something like 50% of the population. And when whatever the predicted date came around, and in fact the HIV and AIDS figures were much, much lower than that, there was so much of an outcry in the news that the charities had to come out and apologize for fear-mongering. And I remember thinking, wait, why is that fear-mongering? Why is that not just that it worked? The reason that there aren't so many people running around with HIV and AIDS is because of the uproar and because of all the money that was spent and because of all the awareness that was raised along the way. It would be like the story of the boy who cried wolf, and then everyone goes and oh God, there's no wolf. Well, what if the reason there was no wolf was because he was shouting so loud that it kept the wolf away? A more mundane and humorous example, and I've written about this recently, and this was the example I used in what I wrote, was there's an old Martin Mull song that I love, a comedy song called They Never Met, and it's about this couple who would have been the perfect couple, but they never met, not even briefly, because he worked the day shift and she worked the night. So I want to give you a couple of tangible examples that I just noticed in the last month for myself. And then I want to invite you to consider, where in your own life are you seeing the impact of your own understanding, but maybe not crediting it, maybe not giving yourself credit for what you've seen. So I was in line at my local coffee place, and it's one of the slowest coffee places I have ever been in my life. I actually went there this morning before coming to record and wound up being late to the recording session because of how long it took at the coffee place. And I'm in line, and I've been in line maybe 5 minutes, and I'm the only one there, and there's one person in front of me, which I was heartened by because that meant that maybe I'd get out of there in 15, 20 minutes. And about 5 minutes into my wait for the one person in front of me to get through the line, can you tell I'm not really over this? This guy, this big guy behind me, in a really upset voice goes, I'm in line. And I turn around, and there's this guy behind me, and I said, were you here before me? And he went, yes, I was. I was like, okay. And I didn't have a particular reaction to it. It wasn't, just kind of nothing got triggered in my head. And I was on my phone, so I didn't move out of line, but I just was going through stuff on my phone. And about 5 minutes later, when they finally handled the person in front of me, I turned to him and said, I didn't even say anything. I just gestured with my hand. And I saw the look of surprise on his face, because he clearly had been rehearsing his outraged response to my not getting out of line. And then he was taken aback, and he got kind of quiet. He said, no, you go. And I did. And I just thought, wow, that could so easily have turned into something. But it didn't. The next day, I was driving. I'm in LA, stop-and-go traffic. I bumped the car in front of me. And it was totally my fault. And so he flicks on his blinkers because we're in traffic, and it takes us about a minute and a half to get off the road over to the side safely. And he comes out like he's, you know, rolling the sleeves up. And I, again, for whatever reason, I wasn't reactive. It didn't just strike. It's like it was my fault. I hit him. It was my bad. Well, I said to him as he's coming around, I said, hey, it looks okay to me, but you tell me. And he looked at his car, and he kind of, there was no vibe coming off me, no defensiveness or aggressiveness. And his car was fine. And he immediately, and this really struck me, he said, is your car okay? I said, I don't know. I hadn't looked. And he was like, no, well, come. And so, like, he brought me around to look at my car, and there was a little scratch on the front. And he was like, oh, my God, that's awful. And that really sucks. And I'm like, oh, it's all right. Look, it was my, you know. And then he was like, oh, well, have a great day. And what struck me again was how different that could have been had my thinking looked real to me. Had I really believed that this was a problem, had I really believed that something terrible was going to happen or there were dire consequences to cutting somebody in line at a Whole Foods or bumping somebody with my car on the highway. Well, those are examples of what I call invisible impact. Those are the fruits of what I've seen thus far about the nature of thought. And how ethereal it is, and how insubstantial it is, how wispy it is, and how I don't have to take everything I think to heart just because I think it. That just because there's a thought in my head doesn't mean it's my thought, doesn't mean it's particularly meaningful. When I wrote about this, I wrote, how many marriages have not ended because at some level, one or both partners recognized that they were living in the feeling of their thinking and not the feeling of their marriage. That despite how real it all felt in the moment, this too would pass. How many jobs have not been left? How many noses have not been punched? How many bad decisions have not been made? Because somebody's seen something about the nature of thought. And while it's impossible to calculate, it's kind of fun to contemplate. And in that contemplation, you might find yourself in awe at both the invisible power of thought and the invisible impact of seeing even a tiny glimpse of it from time to time. So if you're wondering how you're doing, don't just look for the obvious stuff. Keep an eye out for all the things that aren't happening, because you've seen something about the nature of thought, the nature of mind, or the nature of consciousness, or maybe even your true nature. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.